I went to a Jason Aldean concert in Greensboro, and I'm not a big country music fan at all, but, you know, I went, and I do like some of his songs. And before he gets on stage, you know, there's people that open up for him and everything. Nobody is looking at the stage anymore.
Mm.
People's phones are out. You hear people going, oh, oh. There's a big fight, fist fight breaking out in the middle of the Coliseum.
This is during the performance.
This is when one of the openers had gotten off the stage, and then I guess Jason Aldean has a personal friend who's a DJ.
Okay.
Who comes out, and he's playing, I think, the Cupid Shuffle at the time.
Oh.
Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah.
It's like that little, you know, like the in-between. Yeah.
I know that, but that's when the fight happens?
Yeah, during the Cupid Shuffle.
Actually, mad.
I don't have the audio of this, but the DJ goes, he sees what's happening, and he goes, hey, guys, stop. He said, who gets in a fight in the middle of the Cupid Shuffle?
Exactly.
Which was hilarious. That's Here's so a true. Little bit of it, some of the reaction from the crowd. So all the sound is people. Funny, right?
It is. Punch. I mean, it's not funny,
I wasn't in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, all the sound you're hearing is people reacting to the fight, if nothing else. Went on for like 5 minutes.
Is that the guy that's getting punched saying, ow?
Yes, it is. And happened to be doing the wobble.
Ow.
What's funny, in the video that I got from this, and then there's been other videos posted, you see people turning around in the set, because I was on the other side of the Coliseum.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was zoomed in. There's people, when I watch it back, there's like women watching the fight, like seven rows down, doing the wobble. While watching the fight and like in disgust. It's like the weirdest thing going on, and you're at a country concert. It's like, what is happening?
That's what happens to you though during those kinds of songs. It's like, you can't help but do the wobble when the wobble is playing.
Involuntary. Right. So then a security guard. Okay, so what we saw. It was a woman that was causing most of the problem.
Oh, man.
Short little blonde girl. Man. And then I don't know if it was her boyfriend or some other dude that was wearing like a black tank top.
Uh-huh.
By the time he left, it was ripped off. And I saw him or one of them. I'm not sure what happened. Somebody punched somebody and they flipped over their chair.
Oh.
And then security got there right away, to the Coliseum's credit, right away and tried to intervene. But they're in the middle. These rows, you know, have 15 to 20 people in them. You're trying to get people out of the way.
Yeah.
And some guy had just fallen over and they're trying to get to them. And the woman is across from me. So she's backing up to my right.
Mm-hmm.
She's backing up.
So this is not on the floor. This is on the side.
Yeah, side, but lower level seats. These were probably not cheap seats, but lower level seats, probably like 15 rows up. You know, not the floor, but 15 rows up once you're on the side.
Uh-huh.
And she's backing up and I can't hear her, but you can tell she's like, her head's bobbing back for she's yelling at somebody.
She's not stopping.
And then her boyfriend comes up to her and I think telling her stop. And then he turns around and another guy comes up. And then the boyfriend goes to punch this other guy.
Yikes.
And another guy tries to punch him. And so this is like so entertaining though. This goes on for 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
What is the security doing at this point?
So security finally gets one guy. He was wearing a yellow jacket, you know, the what do they call them? Show pros.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he has the girl who can't weigh more than 110 pounds from my vantage point, maybe 120 pounds. But when someone's not voluntary, they're involuntary. She was not listening to him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to hold her still and like kind of guide her out, and she's doing everything. She's fighting him back, and he falls down, almost falls down the stairs on top of her.
Oh, my gosh.
And he is pissed after that happened.
I would be, too.
And then she goes to, like, another section. She's, like, running away at this point. And look back, and whoever the guy's boyfriend is, like, swinging at some other guy. Then some old man comes out of nowhere and, like, tries to punch the boyfriend. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
They have police there, too. I know that on the outside, the perimeter, there are police officers.
So, yeah, at one point, there was probably 3 or 4 people in either yellow or white that worked at the Coliseum in security that got surrounded them. And then eventually, in 4.5 minutes of fighting,
that is
a long freaking time.
Uh-huh.
It was this girl that would not stop. She would not stop. Even when the police came, she was like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming intoxicated.
Allegedly.
But either way, out of her mind, as far as like, stop. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And they eventually escorted those two out.
So they paid all that money to see Jason Aldean, and then they didn't see Jason Aldean.
No. Or the wobble.
Or the wobble.
Or the wobble.
Yeah, they got half the wobble. One of the things, one of the clips, a big reaction when the guy, the security guard, like fell down.
Oh,
it's like this dude is like.
Did the police actually have to come into the Coliseum itself, or did they? Yep.
They were in there. They came, and then at this point, the blonde wearing a white shirt and the guy with the ripped tank top were kind of standing on the stairs because the security had kind of pushed them to there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the police came, talked to them, and then escorted them out.
You think they got arrested?
I don't know. There was a witness.
Yeah.
Probably Jared.
No, Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know because I was sitting there and then all of a sudden, after all this happened, like right before Jason Aldean goes on, Taylor and I guess his fiance, Taylor works here.
Uh-huh.
His fiance come in and I'm like, huh? Like, hey, I was like, you just missed a major fight. And they're like, oh, no, we saw the police escorting them out. And I was like, did they get arrested? I was like, I don't know. But they were escorting them out.
Oh.
And said at this point, the guy had no shirt on. It was like just totally ripped off. And he said, so I don't know if they got arrested, but they were definitely, he was like, what's going on here? You know, police have already taken these people out.
And that's early.
Early.
That's early on in your night.
Oh, yeah. This is like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
9, maybe.
It must have been tailgating.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times at the country concerts, a lot of people tailgate.
But I will say
we did that Justin Timberlake for crying out loud.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think at most concerts they will. Yeah.
I will say this as someone who's not I'm still not. I'm a Jason Aldean fan. Some of the songs he puts on a good show.
I can see him being.
It's like high energy.
Yes.
And one thing I really liked that he said is if this is your first concert of mine, I can't dance. I'm not going to dance, but I'm going to put on the best. I'm going to give you the most energy I can. And this band of mine, we're going to rock it out. I said, but I'm not. If you expect some dude up here dancing, I can't.
So he just stands there the
whole
time?
He kind of walks around, I don't know what the right term would be. He emotes kind of, but he's not dancing.
Okay. All right.
But he has like mics set up in 4 different places. So he'll just be walking. I didn't realize it at first. I'm like, where's he going? He doesn't have the mic in his hand.
Uh-huh.
And it's the middle of the song. There's more lyrics coming. Then he'd be, 20 feet over to the left. There's another mic there. He goes up to it and starts singing.
Does he play his own instruments?
He does play guitar.
Okay. So at least he can kind of hide behind, Like,
right.
You're not a dancer. At least you're doing something.
But he's like, I just don't. So we're going to have fun. Mm-hmm. But if you expect dancing, it's not happening.
Gosh, he has to say that at every single show. Every single night.
He's got complaints about it.